Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So how many here are familiar with this book, The Songs of the Vaishnavacharyas? So many of us grew up on the bhajans in these books, in this book, and it's many, many incarnations, right? Probably hundreds of thousands of copies printed.
Yes. The Grammy Awards, they have golden and platinum and triple platinum. This is going to go aluminum. As a reach, we got to go for a million.
Yeah, he says the book's going to go aluminum.
Someone said you can't hear me. Oh, this is a...
Okay, can we switch? Okay, we'll switch microphones here.
Now you can hear me better.
So Achyutananda Prabhu, for those who may not know, was one of Srila Prabhupada's first disciples. He and three others were the first to move into the makeshift ashram at 26 Second Avenue in New York in 1966. And when they moved in, as described in his wonderful biography, Blazing Sadhus, he and the other three ashram residents and Srila Prabhupada not only shared the same shower, but they shared the same towel.
One big blue towel between, and we didn't know. Yeah. One big blue towel between me, Prabhupada, Brahmananda, and Jadurani. We didn't know.
So in 1967, was it, you went to India with Srila Prabhupada at age 18, 19?
Yeah.
And there, after serving Prabhupada for a while, he remained in India for the next several years.
11 years.
11 years. So during that time, he stayed with Prabhupada's godbrothers. He learned Bengali and Sanskrit, and he began studying and learning the bhajans that were sung throughout the Vaishnava temples, the Gaudiya Vaishnava temples that he was visiting. So initially, as he explains, he kept that for his own purposes, kept these bhajans and just for his own enjoyment and study, until Srila Prabhupada appreciated his work and said, please publish it. So he, under Prabhupada's direction, he published the Songs of the Vaishnavacharyas. Srila Prabhupada wrote a foreword for the book, and the rest is history. So many of us grew up hearing these selected bhajans by Narottam Das, Bhaktivinoda, and others.
And this is the future. Did you ever say, I should have done, like, this is 55 or 6 more songs. This is most complete. Purnameva Vashishyate. Purnam is full.
I wanted to ask, how did you select these particular bhajans?
They were the most commonly sung in Vrindavan by the Brajavasis and the Bengalis in Navadvip and Mayapur. They were the most commonly sung during festivals or every day. So I chose those.
Was it
the most commonly sung?
Were you able to understand them when you were singing? You knew the Bengali language well enough?
Yeah, that's important, to know what you're saying. Otherwise, you're just mouthing syllables. Know what you mean. Just like, I wanted to say, I worked at a bank for some time. And once I came across a counterfeit $20 bill. It was in the middle of a bunch of real bills, you know, old smelly bills. And this, it was on a plain piece of paper. It was mint green. So I called it in. You have to call it in. The security comes. And you have to sign away your life. I didn't pass it. I got it. And then I asked the security specialist, I said, do you guys study all kinds of counterfeit money? They said, no. We only study real money of all the different denominations and serial numbers, and then when a false one comes, we can tell right away. Similarly, learn the philosophy the way it is properly, and then you can defeat anyone. You can tell who's a counterfeit. Your turn.
These bhajans express so many different moods. They're moods of separation, moods of anticipation, moods of regret, moods of hope, prayer. You wrote that these bhajans, if you can just remember a few lines, they're so pregnant in meaning.
Nitai pada kamala, koti chandra sushitala, jechayaya jagata juraya. Here's a flip-flop of physics. Nityananda's lotus feet are shining like a million moons, and under that shade enlivens the whole universe. How can moonlight become shade? Nityananda can do it. He's avaduta, anything on. So that moonlight is so cooling, millions of moons, anantakoti. Deva devota me devata sarabhabhuma anantakoti akila brahmanda. Unlimited millions of universes are cooled because this whole world is burning in three modes, in modes of passion, ignorance, and sometimes some goodness. But he will cool down the fire of material existence.
What was it like staying in India for all those
hot.
Years?
It's very hot. It's just like when we all met Prabhupada, when we all came to Krishna consciousness from all your gurus. What was it? It wasn't like anything else, but you couldn't stop. You hear Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's not like any other melody or any other words or poetry or anything, but we haven't stopped. One time one of Kirtanananda's Christian cousins came to Prabhupada. He didn't like. He said, well, I can chant Coca-Cola. Prabhupada said, no, you will stop. After some time, you will stop. So it's not like anything, but in India, it was a totally different because, and now it's all built up in Mayapur, and Mayapur was jungle. Yeah. And Vrindavan, you never saw a car. You never heard a radio. All you heard were temple bells. There was one light bulb and a ceiling fan. And if the monkeys shook the towers, the electric poles, we'd have a blackout for a while.
When you were in India, when you first went, you said that Srila Prabhupada had just given the Maha Mantra, the Panchatattva Mantra, and Guru Vastakam. And you were thinking that, what are all these music-starved devotees in the West going to do?
Yeah, they were. I could tell they were starving for music because they were writing their own songs. And I heard it on a cassette tape, and they were kind of strange. George Harrison was world-class musician, composer. He wrote My Sweet Lord. He was a great musician who brought Krishna. We are devotees. We don't add rock and roll. It just doesn't fit. It's a ras, it's incompatible. So I heard, when I heard all of these songs by Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Govinda Das, I said, oh, there's more. There's all. And they are not replacements for Maha Mantra, but they are the expansions of bhakti.
You made a recording that I think many of us heard hundreds and hundreds of times. Yeah, maybe 30 or 40 of these bhajans you recorded over time.
Yeah, they're on YouTube also. There's a few. And one time in In Bombay, we had a real studio, and the Mridanga man was a Bengali. And he also came. I brought him to Prabhupada, and he was playing Mridanga. He could make the Mridanga talk. Nityananda Advaita Advaita Chaja Advaita Nityananda Nikitam Nityananda. He did the whole Panchatattva. And Prabhupada's smile just started getting bigger and bigger and bigger as he was playing. Prabhupada loved rhythm.
Well, Prabhupada said that you learned to play the Mridanga like a professional.
I didn't get paid to. You're all better than me, but you play enough to make it, you know, something simply done well is better than something complex not done well. See? So we keep it simple. And you don't have to be a musician or an artist. Any kind of way you want to shout it out, shout it out. Don't be intimidated if you don't have a great talent. It's not a talent. Even the dogs can chant. Rupa Nuga told, Prabhupada was walking with a kirtan and a dog was barking along, barking. He said, look, he's.
Did you feel intimidated as a young Westerner presenting Krishna consciousness in India?
What?
Did you feel intimidated yourself?
Oh, yeah. You have to know. You have to. That's why I asked Prabhupada to take it. He came back in 1970, and I didn't know if he was going to just pass through or do something substantial. And, wow, he did Bombay, he did Mayapur, Calcutta. But I wanted to preach in South India. In South India, you got to be a sannyasi. They won't respect you. And you. Oh, I was told also that in every gathering, if I spoke, or anyone spoke, you have to quote Sanskrit. And there is a CID agent sitting in the audience listening and watching. You say something out of line, they will tell you to stop or deport you. But if you quote, that's it. That means even the CID, they know Sanskrit. There was, when I was there, I don't know still, where's that water? Rasoham apsakonte prabhas misasajuri. I'm going to do it. It's a little high. All right. Juta. There was 15 minutes of news on the radio in Sanskrit in India. Oh, that's how much they know. So I gathered an arsenal of Gita and Bhagavata and Upanishad verses to back up. You say something, well, where does it say that? Yeah, well, we have where it says. The disease of today is they have no absolute. See, anyone can say any wacko idea. What is it backed up by? Oh, science. Well, studies say, you know, I got a study that says something else. And another, and another, and another. And there's chaos and confusion. This is our, basis.
These bhajans are North Indian, Bengali, and Vrindavan based. What was it like in South India? What was the reception like for Bhakti?
Some parts of South India were like Satyuga. Navadvipa was like Satyuga. But certain sections of South India were just like Satyuga. Brahmins were in control. We went to all the Vaishnava temples, the Ramanuja, and I went to Udipi, also there. And I remember one time I was with one of the Madhva Acharyas. I think there's eight of them all the time, revolving in different eight temples. And he said, I understand Veda Veda, but why Achintya? So I said, Yeshang satat yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayantite. To those who, and priti, with loving devotional service, those who worship me with loving devotional service, I give them the intelligence by which they learn. Prakrita Panditya Krishna Asambhav. I gathered up some Sanskrit. Mundane scholarship will not get you. Some people memorize thousands of verses. Mayavadis can, there's a Christian statement, the devil knows every word of the Bible. So these Mayavadis, they'll quote, but all in the wrong direction. So I had to get up in Arsana. I traveled with Yasodanandan, and he had a memory like a book.
Have people in South India heard of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, or was this something new to them, the Gaudiya Acharyas?
In South India, yes. Yeah. But then I heard, get ready, wizards. I'm going to do it myself, if you don't. I will. I heard the South Indian husband and wife and a singing group, South Indian, they sang. So, and then I was listening to a recording, and they were singing a Shikshastakam. I said, wait a minute, that's Chaito Dharapanamansa. So we met with them and traveled with them for a few days, and we both chanted. They were Chaitanya devotees. Some of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta had been to South India and left behind some Chaitanya Bhaktas. But mostly people think that Mahaprabhu is a great devotee. So we had to establish Mahaprabhu as Rasaraj Mahabhab Duyakaru, the king of Rasa and the height of Haladini Shakti Radharani. These two become one, and that is Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna, but he has taken on the color and the bhavas of Radharani, and now he is one.
So when you were translating these, at one time you attempted to put one of Bhaktivinoda's bhajans into rhyming poetry to be sung.
One song, oh, that was a grueling thing. That was Kabe Habe Bolo Se Dinamar. I was on the porch. I built a shack for Kutir for Prabhupada, and he told me how to build it. He said, you put 1 to 5... sand to cement. I mean, how did he know that? To make a brick foundation, and then the rest bamboo and a grass cover, so it looked like a kuti. And it's still there. They keep replacing it with the stronger. What? Thank you, one man. Thank you. So I was sitting on the porch, and I came to, I did a lot of songs, translated, I came to Kobe Habe Bolo Se Dinamo. When, oh, when will that day be mine? That fits the meaning, it fits the rhyme, and it fits the melody. I did the next verse. Then I came to the third verse. Uh-oh. It's got to rhyme, it's got to fit the melody, and it's got to be the right translation. And that was gone. I said, I got to finish, I can't stop now. So it took about 2-3 days, and it came out pretty even.
I don't know if you're aware that Srila Prabhupada also used this genre for Hari Hari Bipale. He made a translation, a rhyming translation in English.
Wow.
And Bhaktisiddhanta as well. They experimented with it, but...
Yeah, to make it available. There are two songs. We're not going to do them tonight, but... Gai Gora Madhura Sare and Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Savai. Those were written by Bhaktivinoda, and those were just like My Sweet Lord was for the public in popular melody, popular presentation. So he wrote those songs in very simple teachings and very simple melody and Bengali. They're written really like for the Sahajiyas, the bowels, the bowel. I call it the bowel movement. They drink and they eat chicken. But some of them have great voices and they think, again, going back to, you don't have to have a great talent
So we have collaborated on this book, which is translations of all of the bhajans from the original in English poetic rendition so that they could be sung in English as well as in Sanskrit or Bengali.
Where and, is the suggestion from anyway?
We'll put it on here if you like.
All right.
So if you like, we'll sing one of them as a sample. We're going to do the Shikshastakam, a nice simple one. And we'll sing the Sanskrit then responsively, then the English and responsively, verse by verse. Is that
okay,
all right?
It's up there, too.
Everyone can see? All right.
I don't know what you want to do for the melody, but I'll learn. Chaito dharparamarjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam Sriyakairabhachandrikabhitananam. Whoa.
Chaito darpanam marjanam
bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam.
One line at a time.
Okay. They're too fast. Chaito darpanam marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam
bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam
Shreya Chandra
Shreya
Kairabhachandra. I say it in full. I can't break it up. Breaking
here.
Up is hard to do.
It's all there.
Shreya Kairabhachandrika vitaranam
Shreya Kairabhachandrika vitaranam
Vidyabhadu jivanam
Vidyavadhu jivanam
Anandam buddhivardhanam
Anandam buddhivardhanam
Pratipadam purnamritasvadanam
Pratipadam purnasvadanam
Sriya kairabhachandrika vitaranam
Sarvatma snapanam param
Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam
Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam
And in
cleaning the mirror of consciousness. Dousing the flames of birth and death. Fortune's lotus white moonbeams glow. Vitalizing the truths we know. Swelling oceans of kirtan bliss. Fill each step with the taste we've missed. Cleansing the spirits of everyone. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
Nam namakari bahudha nija sarva shakti.
Nam namakari bahudha nija sarva shakti.
Tatrapita niyamita smarane nakala.
Tatrapita niyamita smarane nakala.
Itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi.
Itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi.
Durdaiva midrisham iha janina nuraga.
Durdaiva midrisham iha janina nuraga. My Lord, you have more names than anyone could ever say. And you empower every name to bless us every way. You let us chant in any hour, circumstance, or place. Yet I am so unfortunate, I still don't have a taste.
Trinadapi sunichenam.
Tadapi sunichena.
Tarorapi sahishnunam.
Tarorapi sahishnunam.
Amanina manadena.
Manina manadena.
Kirtaniya sadahari.
Kirtaniya sadahari. One who chants in a humble mood. And keeps the tolerant attitude. Of trampled straw or patient trees. Can chant your names incessantly.
Nadhanam Nadyanam Nasundarim.
Nadanam Najanam Nasundari.
Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye.
Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye.
Mama Janmani Janmanishwade.
Mama Janmani Janmanishwade.
Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaitaki Twayi.
Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaitaki Twayi. No profit, prestige, or paramours. No vested interest for me, my Lord. Through every birth, I only pray to serve you in a selfless way.
Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram. Patitanga manga bishame bhavam buddho.
Aditamam Vishame Bhavam Buddha.
Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja.
Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja.
Stiti Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya.
Stiti Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya. Nanda son, I am your servant, and yet I fell into the sea of birth and death. Your causeless mercy alone can make me, alone can make me a speck of dust on your lotus feet.
Now you get a promotion. Nayanam Galadas Rudharaya.
Nayanam Galadas Rudharaya.
Vadanam Gadgada Rudharaya Gira.
Vadanam Gadgada Rudhaya Gira.
Pulakair Nichitam Bapukada.
Pulakair Nichitam Bapukada.
Tavanama Grahame Bhavishyati.
Tavanama Grahame Bhavishyati. When will a shower of tears fill my eyes? When will my bodily hairs start to rise? When will my voice and my throat constrain? As I feel ecstasy chanting your name.
Yugayitam Nimeshena.
Yugayitam Nimeshena.
Chakshusha Pravrishayitam.
Chakshusha Pravrishayitam.
Sunyayitam jagat sarvam.
Sunyayitam jagat sarvam.
Govinda virahe name.
Govinda virahe name. A moment's like a thousand years. My eyes begin to flood with tears. The cosmos is an empty sphere. Govinda, when you disappear.
Ashlesya Vapadaratanga. Yeah.
Vapadaratam Panashtumam.
Padarshanam Marmahatam Hatam Karotuva.
Padarshanam Marmahatam Karotuva.
Yatatata Vadatatu Lampato.
Yatatata Vadidhatu Lampato.
Mat Prananastu Saevanapara.
Mat Prananatastu Saevanapara. Let Krishna fasten me to his lotus feet. Let Krishna trample or go away from me. Or play like a man who cheats on his wife. Still only Krishna fulfills my life. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Hare. Dharma Projita, no.
Oh, go ahead.
That's a big one. Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, verse 2. Gita, final instruction. Sarva dharma parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. Ahang thvang sarva pape bhope. Giving up all dharma. There's all kinds of dharmas. And Prabhupada's explanation, it comes from Baladeva Vidyabhusa's commentary. And it's kind of a non sequitur. It doesn't mind, okay, dharma, anyone will everyone will comment on dharma kshetra kuru kshetra. That's the place of the battle. But Baladeva stops right there. Okay, don't worry about what we're talking about, setting the scene. Dharma, what's dharma? There are all kinds of dharmas. Most people think it just means religion. Dharma, Baladeva said. And when I was traveling with Prabhupada in 67 in India, I had him to myself for about 3 months, from September to December, end of December. He went back to his health, recovered from heart attack, from Ayurvedic medicine and massage. Yes. He was always carrying this one book of, on the front it just said Baladeva. So Baladeva Vidyabhusa's commentary, dharma is the natural function of everything, of anything. The natural dharma, the natural function of water is wet. It's weight. It can turn into ice, it can turn into rain, it can turn into vapor. But that's the dharma of water. Fire is heat and light, and so on. Air has its natural form. The natural, now with the Brahma Bhuta Prasana, no. Bhume Lapola Nalo Bhayu Kangmano Bhuti Devacha Ankar Itiyame. Those are the material elements from dense to subtle. But Apareya, separate from that, is the Jiva. That has a dharma. The book is called Jiva Dharma. What is the dharma of this spark of consciousness, this kiran, prema bhakti? That is the natural function. But when we're covered, we misuse it and direct it to us. So that's dharma. So the final instruction is sarva dharma parityaja mamekam sharanam ahang tvang sarva pape bhyo moksha yishimi mashuja. I will liberate you from all of these reactions of these dharmas, good and bad. There's all kinds of shastras. Nigama kalpataru galitang phalam sukha mukhamritas drava samyutam. The Vedic shastra is a wish-yielding tree, a kalpataru. Whatever you want, if you go to the shastras, the Vedic system is so scientifically arranged that you will kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Very quickly you'll be elevated. There's, you want to still desire meat, so you have to sacrifice a goat and say a mantra into that goat's ear that you have after the sacrifice, you will have a human birth and you will have the right to kill me. Now, an intelligent person says, well, every year I sacrifice goat, there must be a lot of people around that can kill me, so don't do that. And right away, you're being taught reincarnation, the transmigration of jiva to body, from a goat to a human, so on. So right away, you're enlightened. You're given some jnana. So Nigama Kalpataru. There are the Vedic Shastras by Veda Vyas, 18 Sattvic Puranas, Mahabharata, the four Vedas, and finally Vedanta Sutra. Then he was still not satisfied. Narad Muni says, because you have not described all of these things you've written up till now are for different dharmas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. You haven't described bhakti yet, pure bhakti. Everything else has a selfish reaction, even liberation, for me. I don't want to have birth, death, old age, Janma Mrityu Jarabhyadi. I don't want to suffer birth, death, old age, and disease. That's still for you. But dedication now. You know, I ride a bicycle. So some bicycle engineers had some fun, and they made a bicycle that they put an extra gear in the handlebar. When you turn the handlebars to the right, the wheel goes to the left. And you turn it to the left, the wheel turns to the right. Nobody can ride it. See? So if you started, if that was the first bicycle you rode, you'd be able to do it. Then turning to a real bike, you'd have to change all of your reflexes and muscles and balance to turn from the goofy bicycle to a real bicycle. So the first verse I heard from Prabhupada was, Sarabhupadi viniramuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. That was the first verse. He said, giving up all material conception. Again, giving up. Sarvadharma parityaja. Giving up all material conceptions, designations. Serve the Lord of the senses with your senses. So all of our senses have to be changed from enjoyment to dedication to Krishna. Sarva dharma prajaj, giving up all dharmas. Then second verse begins where Bhagavad Gita ends. Dharma prajita, it's a long one. Dharma prajita kaitabhatra. Are there any CID officers in the audience? Okay. CID is the Indian FBI. So I'm quoting just in case. Dharma prajita kaitavatra paramanirmatsaranang satang vedyang vastavamatra vastus chivatam tapatrayan mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kimbapari rishvara sadhyo hridya varudya tetra kriti bisus rushubistakshanat. Now just the first part. Giving up all dharmas that are kaitava, that are the nasty word. Kaitava, cheating. Doing business. I do this because I want to get something in return, even salvation. And Prabhupada said, okay, so you've been Christian and Jewish and religions of the book. They're all for forgiving sin. Okay, now you've been forgiven of sin. What are you going to do? What are the activities of a person who is sinless? And that is Krishna bhakti. I just, okay, I'm saved. Are you saved? You know, yeah, I'm saved. Okay, then you go back and do karmi and do this and that.
You mastered so many Sanskrit verses, obviously. I was curious.
There are people here who know 10 times more than me.
Where's Pushpa? You were telling, can you share that story about the Bengali when you were doing the Bhajan in Calcutta, and some of the devotees were saying, why are you singing in Bengali?
Yeah. Well, the Americans who didn't know Bengali were saying, well, how come you're going on and on with the Bengali? Well, we're in Calcutta, and there's 5,000 people here. They know what I'm saying. They speak Bengali. Oh, yeah, right. So I was singing that song, Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re savai. The last verse is Radha Krishna bolo sange cholo. Come on with that. And it's in common. common. Cholo bhai. Let's go. You know, not enter into the, or like your high poetry. Cholo bhai. And the whole crowd blew up. So now where was I? The wish yielding, yeah, there were. I looked up, so I was explaining that Veda Vyas, who wrote Mahabharata, Puranas, Upanishads, and finally Vedanta Sutra, then there's other 770 more verses, books, whole books, from the Agama Shastra, Nigama Agama Shastras. Some dedicated to Shiva, some dedicated to Durga, and some dedicated to Vishnu. One of them is Brahma Sanghita. It's not written by Veda Vyasa, it's written by Brahma. I got it. Nothing. Thousands. Sruti Smriti Rupa Goswami quotes. This is how I found it. I found the Agama Shastras. Just a list. Not many of them are translated. Sruti Smriti Puran Adi Pancharatrika Viding Bina Aikantika Harir Bhakti Rutpatyaya Eva Kalpate. Unless you follow the rules and regulations of the Srutis and Smriti, the other Shastras, you just create a disturbance. And that comes from a Shastra called the Brahma Yamala. I love Brahma Yamala. It's in the Durga section of these Agama Shastras. So Rupa, when it says, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno, that the Goswamis studied Shastras, all different various scriptures, even the Agama Shastras, thousands and thousands of books written like that. So Srimad Bhagavatam begins after Bhagavad Gita ends.
These bhajans are like an extension of Shastra.
Yeah, it is the Amala. It's pure.
In your foreword, by the way, which begins, a long, long time ago in a land far, far away.
I wrote that.
You quote Srila Prabhupada as, I quote this verse, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Svigra.
That's a great one. Padma Purana by Veda Vyas, written 5,000 years ago, writes, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Nitya Purna Shuddha Mukta Binna Twang Nama Namina. This name is none different from the possessor of Nama. Krishna's name is none different than Krishna. And it's Nama Chintamani, Krishna's Chaitanya, Rasa Vigraha. Like I was saying, Krishna Chaitanya is the embodiment of Radharani's Rasa. It doesn't say that. But then who comes 4,500 years later? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the embodiment of Rasa. You can't make this stuff up. This is a prophecy written to explain Nam, and then Mahaprabhu is the embodiment of that, is the vigraha of that verse. Similarly, prithivite ache jato nagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoibe mor nam. In every town and village, my name will be preached, and Prabhupada comes. He's the embodiment of that verse, spoken by Mahaprabhu 500 years ago.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
One of his envy, I told Prabhupada, one of your envious god brothers, not to mention names, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha. He named himself Acharya because he owned the property. You know. And after Bhaktisiddhanta, I shouldn't say that. Prabhupada told me this and said the same thing. I shouldn't say this, but it is coming. Yeah. So one of the manager was Kunja Babu, was Bhakti Vilas Tirtha, and even from the beginning, he had registered the Yogapit land and property in a trust, and he was the trustee. So when Bhaktisiddhanta passed, the other sannyasis came, he said, get off my land. What? Yeah, go fight it in court. Finally, they gave up. So how did I get to this subject?
I do know, though, that...
So I said, one of your envious governors said, if Lord Chaitanya wanted to preach the whole world, why didn't he go himself? Prabhupada turned around. He said, because he saved that glory for me.
We'll do one more, okay? All right, thank you. Chaitanya Prabhu, I really appreciate it.
You sing.
Jai.
Go with Brahmanandi.
One last song, okay? Then we'll call it a class. Huh?
What do you? Oh, it's too long.
This, this one is in English only. We have English only for this.
Oh.
So and everyone can just sing in unison. It's meant to be like.
I get to rest my voice.
It's meant to be like Narottam Das or Bhaktivinoda writing in common language.
In the establishment of the Calcutta temple, the establishment of the deities, I was standing next to Prabhupada, and his face is just melting. The arati was going on, and I said, Prabhupada, they put Krishna's flute in backwards. You know, the Timangala fish was here. Should be at the end. I said, they put the flute in backwards. He said, Krishna's all powerful. He can play from the backside.
Evo. All right, so we'll end with this song. And if everybody could kindly just give a little pause after each Gopinath, so you'll get the rhythm in after a verse or two. But there's 24 verses here, the whole song. Gopinath, would you be so kind to hear me? Everyone. Desires make my mind wicked all the time, with not one virtue to endear me. Gopinath, I have no one else to turn to. Your two soft lotus feet are my sanctuary. Please allow me just to serve you. Gopinath, what can ever purify me? Devotion has escaped my manipulations. Worldly life now horrifies me. Gopinath, everything here is your maya. I have no potency. Wisdom flies from me as my body falls to desire. May I ever stay at your feet. Through unrelieved weeping comes this sinner pleading for your precious gift of mercy. Gopinath, you can surely sanction anything. Your power can deliver all the worst offenders. What offender can exceed me? Gopinath, you are like a sea of mercy. This world is very cruel, yet you've come for us fools as your pastimes keep increasing. Gopinath, my corruption has no measure, while demons, beasts, and fiends have attained to your feet. Bhaktivinoda remains here. Gopinath, please remove this worldly agony. My ignorance just hurts. How can I endure the births and deaths strung out before me? Gopinath, I'm a servant of desire. Intense lusty cravings
In my heart awakened, squeezing tight the noose of Maya, Opina. When will I wake from this ignorance, this lust my enemy? I at last will leave and fix my heart for your appearance, Opina. I am meant to serve as your son. I have forsaken you, worshipping illusion. I forgot my rightful fortune, Opina. You, of course, understand everything. You duly reprimand your indentured man. Now kindly place him at your lotus feet, Opina. Is this truly your decision? On seeing me averse, will you now desert me without one drop of compassion, Opina? Such a stupid fool have I been. What truly benefits I have yet to witness. Now I live in this condition, Opina. Next to you, no one is wiser. A fool like me is blessed by your simple glances. Do not think me an outsider, Opina. This entangling world defeats me. If you show causeless grace, if you tolerate me, your compassion will release me, Opina. How my crazy mind disturbs me. It won't trust anyone. Uselessly it goes on in the dark pit of the worldly, Opina. My defeat needs no explaining. All I have tried to do is completely useless. You're the only hope remaining, Opina. How can I now make advancement? My senses are so strong. My mind goes along and will not give up its attachments, Opina. After sifting in my heart's core, you make my mind subdued. Kindly take me to you, save me from these worldly dangers, Opina. You can see that I am helpless. Your senses are controlled. Please control mine also, save me from this dark existence, Opina. Maya's noose is now on my throat. The sword of your mercy can alone release me. Make a servant of Vinoda, Opina.
Gopinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Gopina.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna. Mahaprasadam ki jai. Hare Krishna.
We did. Hot mic.
The only problem is I couldn't sing, you couldn't sing, but otherwise we did great.
Huh?
I promise I couldn't sing, you couldn't sing, but otherwise we did great.
Yeah.